Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Our friend John Michaels is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. I always remind you, before we talk some Canes football with him, the best place to get geared up with Canes merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. So John Michaels hosts mornings on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. He's heard nationally at times on ESPN radio. He was there Saturday night as the Canes took care of business against the Gators. It was good seeing you, John. We had fun. You were like the mayor of Hard Rock. Everybody loves you there.
Well, they all love you as well. People are coming up, you know, just happy to see you. And ran into a gentleman named Mark. So my mom and I were getting some food over there by Section 106 with my where my season tickets are. But, of course, there's no place to sit down. So we use like a food rack, something where I think the workers use to stand up. We were eating some food. And a guy standing behind me, this gentleman, Mark, and he goes, "Dude, I love your tattoos." "Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate it because I've got the stuff all on the back of my leg." And as soon as I turn around, he goes, "You're John Michaels that comes on with Hawk and Crowder all the time." I said, "Yes, I am." So my mother was blown away walking through the stadium, how many people recognized me, a lot of it from y'all's show. But it was awesome to be there. It was good to see you. Crowder, it was good. "Wait, you don't answer your phone when I text, so I didn't get to see you again." I understand you knew you were going to get your butt whooped, but at least I could have got a text back that said, "Hey, bro, I'm over here."
Hey, John, I didn't leave the box after the first time. I begged last week. I kept saying, "Hey, Canes, let's be classy." They were giving me hell in that hallway. I said, "It's no way I'm walking around this stadium." I wouldn't even go to the back. I held my pee and then ended up peeing in the Gatorade bottle, John, because I was not leaving that box. They were giving me pure hell out there when y'all started winning.
Well, if you would have came with the mayors of Hard Rock Stadium, myself and Mark Hockman, you'd have been good. You'd have been treated like royalty. Miami fans were behaving most of the time, other than on College game day when they got the thing going. I said, "Oh, boy, this is going to be a madhouse." And I heard you guys talk in the last segment. You're right. That first drive when Florida goes three and out, Miami goes down and scores, it was as loud as I've heard really in a long time. Like Notre Dame was loud. That was deafening. And then the game got boring because Florida has a pop gun offense and Miami just smothered them into submission.
Oh, so you don't like every pass being behind the line of scrimmage? That's what you're speaking of?
Yeah. Well, that and when your offensive line had two offensive linemen get zeros, like you have to be a special kind of sorry to get a zero on PFF. They had not only one but two offensive linemen get zeros on PFF. It was awesome, though, man, just to be down there again and see the Canes back in the national spotlight. That was a 12-hour infomercial as to why you choose Miami. From College game day to Pat McAfee and his da-da-da-da's to all the beautiful, beautiful sights and sounds that went on at Hard Rock Stadium, it was a great day to be a Miami Hurricane.
No, they got zeros because they had to block Reuben Bain. Let's be honest. They're probably not that bad. Reuben Bain is just that damn good. Bro, I'm a fanboy for Reuben Bain.
Oh, you ain't the only one. Like, I love him here in Atlanta. He'll go way higher than they have to draft. I looked at that and I said, you know, there's been a few times in my lifetime that defensive players legitimately should have won the Heisman Trophy. Hugh Greene, all the way back in 1980, should have won the Heisman Trophy. There's no doubt Ndamukong Suh should have won the Heisman Trophy his last year at Nebraska. He was the best player on the field. And when I look around the country right now, Reuben Bain through 4 weeks is the best player in college football. No, you know, some apologies to John Mateer, who's done a great job at Oklahoma, but I don't care. Reuben Bain has been absolutely unblockable, not only rushing the passer, but in the run game. And I stayed all the way to the end. I was there till double zeros, and they were singing the alma mater. The last drive that Florida has the ball, Reuben Bain looked like a serial killer on Friday the 13th who was stalking prey. And the fact that he missed DJ Lagway twice, then he's down on the ground doing the Randy Orton, you know, before he goes to that dark place. The guy was legitimately pissed that he didn't get a couple other sacks. And that's in a 26-7 game where the game is long over. All the Florida fans were all the way, you know, they were in Port St. Lucie by the time that was going on. And Reuben Bain's legitimately pissed that he's not getting sacks. That dude is a dog, and he's got a running mate in Akeem Mezidor who's not far off from what he's doing.
What about looking ahead to FSU? Let's assume they handle their business Friday night, and you have a battle of undefeateds up in Tallahassee. The Canes, they weren't world beaters. They were fine. Carson Beck had his worst game as a Cane. What do you attribute that kind of offensive lull to? And if they put up a performance like that moving forward, will they be able to beat better teams?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, the answer is yes, they'll be able to beat better teams. I give Florida credit. Their defensive backs played really well. Cormani McClain, although Inez Cooper wants to beat the hell out of him if they ever run into each other. Cormani McClain did his thing. You know, Dijon Johnson, before he got hurt, did his thing. Like, those guys played some pretty good defense. And Carson just missed some throws. You had a third down throw go right through C.J. Daniels' hand. That probably cost you a touchdown on that drive. You had the absolutely ridiculously late whistle that cost Marty Brown a touchdown. And let's be real, if that game's 20-0 like it should have been, it probably ends up 40-0 because Florida as a team would have quit at that point as they were getting run out of the stadium. Two things travel, Hawk: defensive and offensive line, and running games. Miami has all of those. When those lines of scrimmage are as dominant as they are, I just don't know how anybody can line up for 60 minutes and beat them. Now, you're going to need Carson Beck to be better if you want to win a national title. Do I think we could go to Florida State and beat them if Carson plays like he did against Florida? Probably not. But knowing Carson and seeing Carson in the past, normally when he had a bad game, he bounced back with a pretty darn good game. Now you're going to have 2 weeks to tinker with everything. Get ready. You're probably going to have Jordan Lyle back for that game. You're probably going to have JoJo Trader back for that game. So a couple of more explosive players to add to the offense. And I'm not worried about Florida State. That gimmicky nonsense that Gus Malzahn wants to run, and you think that little tiny quarterback's going to run against that defensive line all day long? Florida State, please, for the love, beat Virginia on Friday so we can go up there a week from Friday, have college to game day, and stomp your butts back to 2-10ville.
John, I asked this of Don Bailey Jr. last Thursday or Friday before the game, and I said, no matter what the situation is with Florida, they come to Miami, rivalry game, and the Canes pull out the dub. Is that a signature win for Mario? And his reply was, anytime you play Florida, anytime you play FSU, those are signature wins. It doesn't matter. Now that we kind of saw what Florida looked like and you've had a couple days to marinate, digest it, is that a signature win? I know Notre Dame has to be, UF last year has to be, but is this a point now where Mario's stacking these important wins that UM needs?
Yeah, it's hard for me to call it signature only because we all know what signature has meant to Miami in the past. It's normally with a team with a number next to their name, and Florida will not have a number in a while. Like, that team, unfortunately, is not going to be good this year. But Don Bailey Jr. is right. The in-state rivalry, like, I think about our time in the 80s and 90s and even early 2000s, winning the state meant something. It meant you normally beat two pretty good teams. And Florida brought everything they had. Unfortunately, their best just wasn't good enough for them to be able to take down Miami. But I have a hard time calling it a signature win. It's a good win. And at the end of the year, when you go 3-0 in three straight games, or 4-0, I guess it'll be, in four straight games against in-state oppositions, once we beat FSU, you'll be able to say, hey, we were the state champs. Hopefully that led to an ACC title. Hopefully it led to a national title. But I have a hard time today saying signature because Billy Napier is going to get fired. It's not if, but when. And DJ Lagway, he almost needs a redshirt season to get the stench off what he's put on the field for the last couple of weeks.
Hawk said it, John. He looked scared to you. Like, you now you watch him in the game. I'm leaning away from Lagway. Does he look like what we thought he was going to be?
No. And we had a conversation up here this morning. I said, I'm almost done with five-star quarterbacks. I'm almost done. Because a lot of times, guys that become five-star quarterbacks, it has to do with who they played in high school and how much bigger they were. Like, Nico Iamaleava was the number one quarterback coming out of high school. There's nothing in college that told me he's the best player. DJ Uiagalelei was the same way. He was the number one player coming out. Nothing told me. That guy had three stops and four failures. DJ Lagway kind of looks the same way to me. Could you imagine his size, his athletic ability, playing in high school against, you know, maybe one out of 22 that were going to make it to a college roster? Maybe none were going Division I. He was scared. I'm not going to lie. I was scared for him. That first drive, Marquise Lightfoot, when he tries to roll out left, comes tracking him down like a Lamborghini chasing down a Fiat. There was no chance. And this guy's getting hit. And he's seeing these big dudes, and these guys, you know, they're out there talking trash to him. They're telling him how sorry he is. I don't know that he's the future for Florida, and I don't know if the next coach comes in can fix him. Maybe if he gets a Lane Kiffin and gets a quarterback whisperer, suddenly he looks good. His mechanics look terrible. He had a couple of times he had guys wide open, and he just couldn't get the ball to him because he wasn't setting his feet. And then I also think part of it, Crowder, coming off a five-interception game, I think he was making sure he never put the ball in harm's way, which is why every pass was negative one air yards. Like, nothing was going down the field.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.